The Alpha Sessions.
All right. Hello, everybody. This is Alpha Sessions. I'm Gigi Harland. And today I'm on the show with Leela Sabuba. Welcome.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, very well. Thank you. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
No problem. I can't wait to hear the new music that you're going to play for us.
Thank you. How would you
describe your kind of journey into making music? Because what I observed from listening to all your stuff on Spotify is there's quite an eclectic mix of genres, but everything fits into what I would say is like a Radio 1 kind of pop star presence. But I'm interested to hear your take on how, like, your kind of journey through.
So it started very simple. Young girl, Palestinian and French, listening to my dad's Arabic, typical Palestinian music that makes your ears bleed in the car as you dance, and your dad's singing with you, and off tune or not, depending. Then you have my mom, French, classical jazz, all that classical, like Mozart to Queen to Whitney.
Yeah.
So which is where all my inspiration started.
Yeah.
So Queen, Whitney Houston, Celine Dion, Michael Jackson, Elton John is a big one.
Big
all
vocalists.
That, Adele, yeah, all of them.
Yeah.
And then it went from me to listening on my tiny little radio. Yes, that exists still. Tiny little radio and going to American pop rock.
Right, yeah.
And then my mom realized I'm not an academic kid. So she's like, okay, what am I going to do? I'm going to put you in a non-academic school. So she puts me in this, in French we call it solfège. So it's the studying of notes, like classical notes.
Like music theory.
Yes.
Yeah,
perfect.
Okay, right.
You got it.
Mm-hmm.
So she said, I'm not going to do that. But she tried for a bit, didn't work.
Right.
And then she put me in the school, which I now go to. And she...
And that's ICMP,
yeah,
I believe,
that's
in
ICMP,
London, isn't it?
And
yeah.
It's amazing. So, and also I have instruments at home, like a guitar, a piano, a drum. We have a whole band.
Do you play all of those or...?
I try. I'm not going to say I'm good, but I try. I do play the piano, a bit of the guitar when I was a kid. I also did dabble in some drums when I was in bands for school. But yeah, I do try all these instruments.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Do you write a lot on instruments or?
That's how I started, actually.
Okay.
So when I was in school, middle school or high school for you guys, we had this piano. At the current house I was at, because I used to move around a lot, which caused the different genres that I used to hear.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to find that piano and I would just play chords in this big living room.
Yeah.
And I just started writing on that. And so I started writing lyrics on tiny little papers of school, and it started into more songs, more developed. And then it turned into finding music online, so beats, and then it turned into producing my own songs, which is where I was at for ICMP.
Yeah, that's amazing. So did you produce things at home or did you work with somebody like in a studio and you kind of co-produce it together? How does that kind of tend to work for you?
So it started alone in my bed with GarageBand. How sad is that? I know.
Hey, no shade to who was it that I heard uses GarageBand all the time? This is going to really annoy me. It was somebody like Billie Eilish. It might not have been her, but it was someone like that. And they're just like, no shade to GarageBand.
I know Charlie Puth used to use a bunch of different...
Yeah, and Charlie Puth.
Yeah, he's really good. I just feel bad because I didn't do it justice. Because it was always so pitchy. And I would use... those still exist. These little headphones with strings.
Oh, like the Apple ones.
Yeah, the Apple ones. Not these AirPods. So I used to have that and just sing into it.
Nice.
So that's how I started. And then I got my own microphone, the only ones I could afford, a tiny little keyboard. And then just started recording on that. And then it started with ICMP.
Okay.
So where I met producers, I met people who were willing to collaborate. Mm. And that's where the whole, let's say, professional side of the artistry came in.
Yeah, that's kind of where you feel like you could level up a little bit and be like, you could get the sound that was in your head more clearly out onto recording. Yeah, amazing. Well,
thanks.
The first track you're going to play for us is a song called Shine. I believe this is an exclusive.
Yes.
So nobody's heard this ever. It's the first time this is being played anywhere.
Yes.
Is there anything you want to say about the song before we start?
It was just about finding that inner light. So anyone who has always thought, hey, you know what? I got something. I don't know what it is, but I got it. It's for them or anyone who just sees that light in someone else. I think it was just a way to describe that. So it is just a random demo I made. So if you guys like it,
beautiful.
I
okay.
might release it.
Well, this is the world exclusive. This is Shine by Leela Sabuba.
Sometimes I forget, not everyone's got a story to tell. I'm already broken, and I haven't started living yet. I'm second guessing every choice, hoping when one will knock at my door. I'm second guessing every decision, 'cause I know I'm unsure at my core. It's my turn to shine, the spotlight's all on me. You're watching me, look at me, 'cause I want to be. That familiar feeling that I know
Alpha Sessions.
Beautiful stuff. Leela Sabuba, that was Shine. Thank you so much
Thanks.
For playing that for us.
Of course.
I believe there's a lyric that we heard in the beginning of the song where it's like, if you, like, I forget that not everybody has a story to tell.
Yeah.
What was that about?
So it is a really awkward lyric to sing. People think I'm insulting them, but that's not the case. It's just, as someone who has traveled a lot, so it started between different cultures. So I did start as in India when I was very young.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah, then I started Middle East, like Jordan. And then Europe, always. Palestine during the summer, so every time I would move. So I had just so much culture in my head.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had to adapt all the time. So fed all my curiosity, my social skills. Because when you regularly have to move, you kind of break off all these friends you need. Or you are not outgoing as much because you don't want to have to break that friendship all over again every time. And at the same time, it did make me lonely.
Yeah.
But it's after losing all these friends, this family, the house, every known place, all the places I've ever known, that I was thinking, how can I protect myself as a kid? I didn't think that, but I did it. And it started becoming a coping mechanism.
Mm.
So I became to be a little too emotionally involved, if that makes sense.
Okay, yeah.
So I was like, you know what? I'll put myself aside. It's literally not best to be emotionally involved.
So like a defense mechanism. Exactly, you're pushing. Like, you kind of became very detached.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can empathize really, because I feel like I also moved around a lot, nowhere near like you did. Not like between countries. I mean, I have a collection of regional British accents that I can do quite well.
I like that.
But nothing like you. But I can imagine, I can imagine, and you can tell me if this is on the money or not, but I can imagine that kind of involves how you make music in a sense as well, because you've got kind of the diaspora of like where, like moving to different countries and having to always be looking for the new thing, like the new relationships, and like, because it's literally how we as human beings survive. Like, we're hardwired for connection, and if you don't feel like you have that, it can send you one of two ways. It can either make you really anxiously kind of attached to that connection, or it can make you be kind of go in on yourself and be a bit more reserved, because it's safer that way to not get emotionally involved than it is to have to get involved and then keep moving and keep moving and keep moving. Have you ever felt like that in terms of the genre shifting that you do? Like, sometimes are you ever confused about what kind of music you want to make next? Or are you always like, do you know what? There's so many artists that genre shift these days. People have got way more open-minded about it. And as long as I sound like me consistently, then it doesn't matter. Or is it, where do you fall on that kind of spectrum?
To be honest, I've always had this issue that I thought if I genre shift a lot, because I thought I was a pop rock artist, or at the beginning just pop, and it turned into pop rock later on when I started liking rock, more rock driven things. I did realize that maybe I should stick to one style at one point. That's what I was told by most people, because they thought, you're never going to get an audience, no one's going to want to listen to you if you keep switching styles. But I was always told it's good to have multiple things to your, let's say, arc.
Yeah, so, strings to your bow.
Exactly, yeah. Strings to your bow. So I thought, I don't know what to do from there. And then I thought of it, and I thought, okay, so let's stick to one genre. Let's go pop and rock. But I think already in those two genres, there's so much variety.
Yeah.
That for now, I'm comfortable in that space. That is what I look for, and that is what I go for. And if at one point, because maybe I don't know what I'm making exactly. I know that this is my style currently, but it might not be pop for someone else.
Yeah.
It can be pop for me.
Yeah, that's so true. Like, cause people's perceptions of things.
Exactly.
Do you ever find you get any, does anybody ever tell you that your music reminds them of something and you're just like, what the? Like, it takes you aback completely. Like, it's, I don't understand how you got there. Is there any that you think, oh yeah, I can really see that?
Actually, it's my voice. Most people have come up to me, and teachers, students, people who don't know me really, they come up to me and they always go, huh, you sound like this, you sound like that. And then some people have related my music to another just because it was so similar, or maybe even inspired subconsciously from it. But usually the biggest thing I get is, you have a big voice. Which is, I hope. But they always say, oh, you remind me of, the last person who did it was a famous musician, who's my teacher actually at ISMP. His name is Luke Toms. He's really sweet. And he says, oh, you remind me of Celine Dion, Adele. And he says, Whitney Houston. And my eyes just widen. There's Michael Jackson, all these big words.
You grew up listing on a lot of these people,
yeah,
right?
And then I go, yeah, but that's who I grew up on. He goes, I can definitely hear it. It's like, he's good.
Yeah, there's a lot of clarity, I'd say, to your voice, and a lot of that kind of soulful tone. Do you feel like, is that something that you grew up kind of mimicking a lot, or is that something that you just, you open your mouth and it just naturally came out one day?
It's a good question, because I couldn't know when I was a kid. I do know that I'm not making a voice, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So it's not, I'm forcing my voice to be something else. I know that from a young age, I've always had a very low voice, naturally. For example, in choir, I remember being with the tenors.
Really?
The men tenors. So they would just see me, the tiniest thing ever. And then next to them, who has a low voice like them, and they'll be like, What the hell?
You're just holding it down.
Exactly. I'm like, 1 second. Whoop. Or yeah. With the girls, because I don't have many female friends. I usually hang out with the guys just out of preferences for I'm an athlete, so I used to play more basketball or any sports. So I did end up hanging with mostly guys.
Yeah.
That, I don't know if that influenced the way that maybe I speak, because I do know I have a harsh voice when I speak normally, so maybe it might have slipped into my music as well.
I mean, just so you know, I'm not detecting any harsh tones right now. I wouldn't say that at all. Again, it's just funny, like people's perceptions, isn't it? Yeah. But yeah,
they always say I have, most people take my voice for a very harsh one, so some people think I'm very harsh or very I always have to be mindful when I talk to people, so I always have to speak a little higher.
Fair enough.
Be less threatening, and it's really annoying. Because I have my dad's voice, like my dad's Arab Palestinian, like the most confident, most honest guy you will ever meet. He has the heart, a heart of gold. He looks like a teddy bear when you know him, but when you don't know him, I've known multiple people to run away from my house. Yeah, most people have gone, I will never go back to your house.
Oh my gosh.
And I've not had many people over. Like one person has fully run out the door after seeing my dad.
Oh my goodness.
So I think also his voice and my mom's voice together might have shaped me.
Yeah, maybe you're so like maybe a that. Perfect mix of the two. There is something really like, I'd say maybe honeyed to it is maybe how I'd describe it.
Yeah.
Your second song that you're going to play for us is a song called Grow Old With You.
Yes.
And this is also not out yet.
It's soon. I'm debating on when to drop it, if people do like it.
Okay, because you've got an EP in the works, but this is going to be a single, I believe.
This is a single. So Shine is a single. It's going to be dropping maybe in the coming months.
Mm.
But the EP, I don't know what I'm going to call it yet, because it's so like rudimentary in the works.
Okay.
But it will be maybe dropping by the end of the year. It's going to be my biggest project, the most, let's say, produced and finished project.
Great stuff.
So, yeah.
Lovely. Well, let's have a listen. This is Grow Old With You by Lila Sabuba.
I was lost so long ago, tried so hard to find my home. When I was young, it was dark and cold, and I found someone wrong. Growing up, growing older, had someone to cry on the shoulder. But you sang me songs made of roses, kissed my wounds and my bruises. Then for all the highs and lows, sealed the deal with our vows. Growing old with you, I'll be there for you always. Growing old with you, I'll be there for you always. I'll grow older, we have grown, like we said we'd have it all. We have changed in some ways, some white hairs, but the same old games. We have been through it all, we stood through we all. Two kids for long life, they have your eyes, your laugh. Darling, all I see is you. Time stops when I look at you. All these in every single one of you. Gave me songs made of roses, kissed my wounds and my bruises. Love for all the highs and lows, seal the deal with a vows. Going over you, I'll be there for you. Songs that you did before, like in our vows, today, tomorrow, always. I'll love you forever. Da, 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 na, na.
The Alpha Sessions.
Stunning stuff. Thank you so much for playing that. That of was Mia Sabuba with Grow Old With You. Is there anything that you'd like to tell us about that? How did that song come about? Like, what's the kind of beginnings of it? I'm very curious.
Sure. So we were studying. I remember that moment because we were in class. We were studying folk music. And I've always loved folk music. I love every genre. But folk, I always liked it. And I thought, you know what? It would be amazing to make a song in that style. So I looked for guitar pieces that I liked. And usually when I start a song or single, depending on how it goes, I start with music, lyrics, or tune first. It depends on the feel. But this one I do remember being the music coming in first. Mm. And then the lyrics, I'm not very good at talking about love because I always believe it's such an easy subject to write about for everyone.
Mm.
And for me, it's hard to talk about. Not because of... maybe not childhood, but more of what I've experienced mm-hmm. in my past.
Okay.
And I've always put that, let's say, emotion aside for writing because it's just too easy and it always sounds a bit too simple.
It's funny because what I'm picking up from that is there's two kind of contradicting trains of thought, because on the one hand, you've got like, oh, it's an easy subject because... it's so easy because why else would everybody be writing about it? And it's really done and I want to do something different. But it sounds like it's actually quite difficult for you to kind of access that. Is it because it's such a raw topic? So you've kind of got the two things running
against each other in a way. I do see what you mean. It is contradicting because it is, like I said, easy for people to write about, saying maybe, what's it called, a girlfriend or...
having a crush on someone.
Exactly. Anyone about love for someone else. But when it comes to true love, I'm going to call it, let's say, insignificant love stories. For them, it's significant in the sense of it's, for example, one night stand.
Okay. Yeah.
And that's what most people write about, things that don't last a while. And that's what I've always been kind of a not against for me, just for me, I'd rather not talk about that. And I don't have much experience with love and relationships.
Right. Okay.
So
got you.
This one was the first song I did write about my fiance. So we were on a call.
When did you guys get engaged?
We got engaged on my birthday in July last year.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So I was thinking, you know, he's just such a positive force and like he has such an amazing energy, and I wanted something to contribute to, like, to thank him in my own way because he's a poet and I'm a singer. Mm. So that's just, he will write poems and I will sing. So
my god,
it's just
that is so romantic.
Thank
you. Gorgeous. You guys sound like a pair of star-crossed lovers.
Thank you.
That's amazing.
Thank you so much.
I'm glad that you're in a good place with this guy. He's the only person to get a song out of you.
Actually,
he must be a pretty special dude. Okay.
He is special.
Not this one.
He's the only one I've wrote a song completely about. I did write one of my old songs called Plus Fort, which is in French, but it was a collab with my friend who I went to I live in the same accommodation as.
Mm.
We wrote a song from one of my best friends for a birthday. So that was like a mix of my love story and then his love story intertwined, but we put it from two different points of view.
Oh, interesting. Okay, so from two different perspectives.
Exactly. It looks like we're talking about each other, but we're not.
Ah.
Well, this song was the first song I've completely written start to finish with a lyric pattern that isn't what I'm used to.
Oh, nice.
So
nice.
It was... I'm not used to write. It's called time zone writing, actually. I learned
about
it. What's
time zone writing? I don't know what that is.
So, for example, you start with what happened first, what happened next, forward in the story, maybe a break, and then ending. So I went with my first verse was, what was it at the beginning when we were 13? Because we met when I was 13, when I just came back from France, to France. And we met on a field trip. So
okay.
Very kids, school kids kind of love story, sweethearts.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went with what's like now. And then I went with what I imagine in the future. And then I went when we're growing old, which is what the title is. And then I went possibly the end. What happens then?
Okay.
So it's because our vows were, I'll love you. My vows were for the thingy was... forever, always, and forever. So today, tomorrow, always.
Yeah.
Oh, so that's why I went with that. Today, tomorrow, always.
That's the pattern. Beautiful. Time zone right after. Remember that one. I've never heard of it before.
I'll give it to you.
You learn something every day. Exactly. This is a Lila Sabuba exclusive. Your final track is called Dance With You. This one is out on Spotify, I believe. And this one was released last year.
I believe so.
Yeah, yes. 2024, I believe. Yeah, amazing. So we're going to hear Dance With You by Lila Sabuba.
The Alpha Sessions.
Lovely. Dance With You by Leila Sabuba. Brilliant stuff, this one. How did the production for this come around? Because I was curious about this one, because this gives me kind of like Avicii, Wake Me Up kind of vibes. This is the song that I listened to and I thought this could so easily be a Radio 1 track.
Thank you.
It's got all the trappings of a pop Radio 1 hit.
I really appreciate that. Thank you.
So, like, tell me the story of, like, how you made this track.
It started very simply. I thought, I need something that fits the lyrics I had, because this time I had started with lyrics. And funny enough, I just realized that it is still about my fiancé again. And then I thought, I do like the summer Avicii, like you said, vibes.
Yeah.
And someone did mention it sounded like Wake Me Up, multiple people. So maybe that's an inspiration I didn't know about. And I found this instrumental I really liked. And the tune came immediately. I didn't listen to the tune, to the beat. I just played it and I went with it.
Yeah.
So I improvised on it, which is what I usually do. And so those lyrics came to be.
Is there anyone else on the back, on the, you know, the anthemic? Whoa, because I was like, I can feel like there's some of you, there's definitely a dude on there somewhere.
There's definitely a dude. That is not me.
He was on the BVs.
He was on the beat already. But my original track has, I added a little more bass.
Ah, okay.
So I did not just take a track and just post my music on it.
Right.
I don't like that. That feels a little too rudimentary and too simple.
There's also a lot of people that do it
exactly
these days. It's all on there's a site called Splice, and you can literally just get, like, you can get different elements of a track, like
of
drums
course.
And guitar and piano and whatever, and layer everything up. There's a few off the top of my head. This is really annoying. I can't think of any, but there are several hits that have been on radio, and it's been common knowledge that they're Splice packs, totally unedited.
Wow.
No one's added bass or anything. It's just like, this is what it is.
That's a songwriting style, you know what?
Yeah, there you go. But you don't do that.
I try not to, because even though I'm not a producer, and that's a big thing for an artist to not produce, it's a handicap for it. Because that means you can't make your own music. You absolutely depend on someone, which I am trying to work on.
Mm-hmm.
So I always try to add something of my own. And it's a personal challenge. To be honest, it's hard when you have such a good beat. It's made by a professional who knows what they're doing. You don't want to ruin it.
Yeah.
Plus, you also have contract details. You can't really edit the beat too much.
Yeah, sure.
So I just add some maybe pauses. Like, I'll stop the music in the middle, or I'll add some risers. Very basic stuff.
Yeah,
but it's still something that says, okay, I did contribute to it and I am still trying.
Yeah, and you're putting your own stamp, your kind of artistic stamp on the music as well. I think there's something to be said as well for the fact that all music is influenced by something. All music has elements of other things in it. And I think the legality is, you with a melody, you can have seven notes the same before it's considered a copyright infringement. And I don't know, I think, not that this will happen to you at all, but, you know, you hear a lot of stories about people coming out of the woodwork when a song is successful and claiming copyright issues. And of course, we don't know. All of this happened, like, behind closed doors, but so much music is influenced by the things contains. I guess if you're sampling something, that's different. You have to get it cleared.
Exactly.
But there's not, it's a very common thing to do.
No, I do agree. That's why I don't sample personally, because that is just taking someone's song and adding your own touch, which is completely perfect if that's what you like. Personally, I don't, because then it doesn't feel personal.
Right.
Yeah, I like my songs to be personal, and there's a reason for everything I choose. It's not just I find a beat, I like it, and I will sing over it, and then that's over.
Yeah.
No, it's
sure.
It needs to fit.
You need to put your individuality
exactly.
on it, for sure. It sounds like you have such a solid work ethic, and that you're also one of those artists that isn't afraid to experiment. And I mean, you said this literally to me a few minutes ago, but say, like, I'm trying and I'm, like, learning as I go. What would you say to anyone who, maybe it's not music, maybe it's a different skill, maybe it's sport, maybe it's, I don't know, maybe it is music, maybe it's acting, maybe it's, I don't know, starting their own business or whatever. I think there's certain qualities that overlap, like, all of us have to have these things. What would you say to someone who is, like, on this journey of, like, kind of figuring it out as they go and putting themselves out there? Like, what would you say to someone at the start of that leg?
I mean, first, we're all human. When I say I'm trying, it's because I'm no better than anyone else, and I'm no professional. I'm just trying to do what feels right to me. So for anyone who's out there and needs maybe that little advice, if they want it, I say just go for it and be yourself. That's the most important. Like, no matter how bad it sounds to you, there's an audience for everything. I love that. Even though I don't have an audience, a big one, I have some. And maybe that's not your audience, mm-hmm. but it's, for me, it's my audience. And that's what they like. So I'm happy I made this. And even though I'm improving step by step, you need to start from somewhere to improve on something.
Yeah.
So just start, try it. May it be a garage band beat that you started when you were 13 with very bad quality and a lot of high-pitched things. It's still starting from somewhere.
Yeah, start with what you have.
Exactly.
And
work your way up from here.
Work your way up. Keep going.
Just to me, my only advice would be just be honest about it.
Yeah.
Don't lie. I'm very proud of artists who are, and I admire them, the ones that go, hey, that is my bad. I did this. It was an accident. Or, look, I'm trying. I'm just as human as you. They show that they're human.
Yeah.
Not that everything's perfect. Nothing is perfect.
I think that's what we all relate to as well, isn't it? Like, our shared humanity, especially in times at the moment, is something that I think more and more people are getting closer to, and just, like, holding on to that, you know?
I do see your what you're saying about that, because, well, personally, I'm just going to use that as an example. As a Palestinian and French, my Palestinian side, especially when I travel to meet people or when I tell them where I'm from, you can definitely tell the difference on what they see and how they see you.
Right.
And most beginning artists are always scared of, how are people going to perceive me? They're going to think I'm this. They're going to think I'm that.
Yeah.
And caring about it is completely, you're completely allowed to do that. And I've had multiple people who go, your songs are amazing. Where are you from? You have an accent. Or where are you from? You don't sound, let's say, typical English or typical French. And when you do say, for example, for me, I'm Palestinian French. And you try to make it your, like, this is me moment.
Yeah.
You see that judgment. And some new artists stop after that. The minute they have that first look, that first disagreement that someone doesn't like their music, they stop.
Yeah, you quit at the first sign of resistance. Or not even resistance, just maybe that someone doesn't quite get it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's fine. Not everyone's supposed to like your music. So just keep going.
Yeah.
Who cares if they don't like it?
Yeah, I actually think you should lean... I feel like if you lean more into what makes you you, then the people that are not your people will be repelled more quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And then the people that are going to love you will be able to find you way quicker and way easier.
Of course.
Because you're just allowing what makes you unique to shine brighter and brighter and brighter. Well, good for you for doing that, honestly.
Thank
and it sounds
I try.
Brilliant. It sounds lovely, honestly. Like, I'm very glad that you're pursuing all that you are with your artistry. So
I am trying. I've had some backlash too.
No try, you're doing
you know.
It. You're here in the studio, you're doing it. No try, you're doing it.
Thank you.
You're the genuine article, honestly.
The Alpha Sessions.